doing today, sir?
I'm fucking you up.
Fuck your followers. Fuck your followers. You're a fucking fascist pig.
I don't like fascists. I don't like InfoWars. I don't like young Nazis.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, why? Why? What's wrong with me?
Assault is not boy talk, motherfucker.
I didn't. Who did I assault?
My wife doesn't matter.
You're fucking a white male!
Fuck you, Zion, bitch. Fuck you, racist, bitch.
The good old white days are over with. Ain't no more of them days, bro.
These people are literally all humping me right now. I'm literally...
Are you a Christian pastor? This is mockery. What you're doing here is mockery, and you know it. That's why you're kicking us off. That's why you called the cops on us. You don't have the power of God because you're not a godly man. I think you're a fraud.
Weren't you at the drag queen story? Weren't you at the drag queen story hour? Was that you? Was that you?
Get out of here. Go. How you doing today, chicken? You're out here protesting Trump. Let's have a real conversation. Why don't you like Trump?
There's so many reasons. I don't want to go into it and run for wars because it's just not... I might tag.
What now?
I'm literally chasing a chicken. Got it live on video.
Whoa.
Yeah, like young Nazis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're behaving like a fascist.
No.
This guy's literally in my face right now.
Wait a minute. Who walked up to who?
You! I have it on tape. You literally just walked up to me. Oh, now you're trying to assault me?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to assault me?
I'm going to
assault you. What are you doing? Don't touch my equipment.
Touch your equipment.
You are a freak show. Oh, my God. Are you going to return that?
No.
Did you just lick my camera?
You just licked my camera.
What? Dude, seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Do you make fart noises with your mouth? I'd say yes. That's the first answer we've gotten out here.
You don't like walls? I don't like you.
Your mom doesn't like you either, does she?
Say that to my mom. She's watching.
I'm sorry he's your son. You did a shitty job.
Our president can grab a woman by the pussy. I can grab you by the balls.
She just grabbed my dick. Is that sexual assault? Is that sexual assault?
Yes.
So you just sexually assaulted me?
I did assault you.
Should you be arrested?
Arrest me.
What's it like being a gay frog?
You should go ask the gay mafia in Hollywood.
Dude, I could push you over like a fucking toothpick. No, I don't want to assault you. That's why I want you to leave me alone. You're a fucking soy boy twig hanging out with your coward pussy friends. Why don't you take your mask off and meet me in a boxing ring? Your friends wouldn't recognize you afterwards. Oh my, what's your problem, man? Hi, have I seen you before somewhere? Mindless zombies. God, God. I could drop every single one of you. Look at this guy. This guy's a joke. What don't you like about the travel ban?
You.
That makes a lot of sense. First you march and say Trump is Hitler, and then you march and say turn the guns into the government, which is exactly what Hitler did.
Explain to me how Trump is like Hitler.
For our border.
You are such a piece of
dog.
Keep this close to getting the dog shit kicked out of here.
Why are you getting so close?
I don't want that in my face.
Seriously, you didn't want to have to deal with me today. I'm a loudmouth. I know that.
What? How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
With my two eyes. So this is Owen Schroyer from InfoWars.com.
Nitric Boost.
Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are 56 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. And this is your election headquarters, the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have some election news for you today. I would say good news for Donald Trump in Virginia. And you've got all these legal battles going on about who's going to be on the ballot and who has to demand a citizen's ID or a voter ID to vote, mail-in drop boxes, clearing the voter rolls. And so there's some updates with all of that today. Now, the big story is Americans being fed up with the illegal immigrant invasion. And this thing is everywhere. And I saw this story actually popped on Friday about Springfield, Ohio. And it was really being reported before that. But for whatever reason, and really it's that kind of we in the independent media control the narrative now. But really, this has been going on in Springfield, Ohio for a couple months, but it finally popped over the weekend, and now it's this big story, which is just a example. It's one example of what's going on in small towns all across America. Population of 20, 30,000 small American towns, you know, humble towns. And then the next thing you know, 10,000, 20,000 illegal migrants show up, illegal aliens show up. And look, there's back and forth about what's really going on. Are they eating pets? Are they picking up ducks and geese from the park and, you know, cooking them on an open barbecue like you might see in a third world country? And there is evidence that that's going on. Now, there have been some pushback from, let's say, left-wing activists, spokesmen, women in the local government saying, oh, it's not going on. But there's definitely evidence that it is going on. There's pictures. There's eyewitness accounts. There's police body cam footage. But it's really just kind of like, okay, well, that's just a symptom of a larger issue. Are there Haitians running around kidnapping pets and cooking them and, you know, picking up geese, which are actually protected in parks, and ducks and cooking them on an open grill like they're in a third world country, like they're in Haiti. Yeah, but it's like that's just kind of the symptom. So you can sit here and bicker about, well, is it going on? Well, there is an invasion going on, and it's third world standard of living people who are coming here, and they're not being acclimated. They're not learning anything about our country. And so they kind of just go to their means of survival. They get dropped off in this Ohio town. And this is not a defense of them in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying they get all this free stuff. They got the UN and all these different religious charity groups, Jewish groups, Christian groups. I've got all the evidence here today because they say, oh, we're going to look into this and we're going to find out the origin. Well, what do you expect when NGOs went from getting a couple million dollars a year under Trump to help asylum seekers to now hundreds of millions of dollars under Biden to bring them in? Oh, really? Why does the Pope support open borders? Oh, really? Why do these different Jewish groups support open borders? Because their NGOs are getting hundreds of millions of dollars. This is open records stuff. And they say, oh, the attorney general in Ohio says, oh, we're going to get to the bottom of it. He's not going to do jack crap. We already know what's going on. So they bring in third worlders, and Haiti is one of the worst examples. And then they just throw them out into the middle of some town. And yes, there is a political maneuver here where they at least hope they can get them to vote. Now, many of them don't even speak English. So I don't know how you really pull that off, except, you know, you'll run Spanish-speaking ads, and then you'll have Spanish on the ballots. They already do that in Texas. But they bring in the third worlders. They just throw them out in the middle of these small towns. And it's just like, okay, you got your little government home that you're in, and you got your little government stimulus. But then it's just like you're on your own. You're in the middle of a foreign land. And so it's just like they go right back to what they're doing, living like third worlders. They go to the park and they pick up a couple of geese or pick up a couple of goose or see someone's dog running across the neighborhood. Do you have dogs that roam? I got a couple neighbors. They got dogs. They just roam across the neighborhood. Everybody knows who they are. And you say, oh, it's a wild dog. I'll just go pick it up and hack it up and eat it. Because that's their third world lifestyle. Now, you could sit here and try to make me pity these people. But really, it's not really on me. It's not really on America. And I see some of these other liberals like, well, it's America that did this to Haiti. And, okay, let's calm down. Let's just relax. If Haiti wanted to figure its stuff out by now, it would have a long time ago. Do you know how much foreign aid the United States gives to Haiti? Would you like to know? Because I got the number right here on my desk. But so it all ties back to the American people. And what do you see going on? They played a bunch of the clips on the Alex Jones show, so I decided I'm not going to play all of them. But it's a whole city council meeting. Springfield, Ohio, and it's just one after the next for the whole public forum, and they're all talking about these illegal migrants taking over their town. Now, if you live in a small town or you have family that lives in a small town and you know what that's like, it's not like putting a bunch of migrants in Chicago where they can kind of blend in with the homeless, or you can keep them over here like you do in New York City with a hotel, and unless maybe you walk by the Roosevelt or these other hotel blocks that they have, you know, you can kind of blend it. You know, these cities, in they kind of have a little third world aspect themselves. So you can kind of blend them there. But you throw them into a small town in middle America, they stick out like a sore thumb. you can't avoid it. And so that's what's going on now. And so they all show up for the public forum and they say, what the hell's going on with all these migrants? What the hell's going on with all these Haitians? And then the local government's like, oh, we'll get to the bottom of this. Oh, we'll figure out. We'll stop it. They won't do jack crap because they're making money. And everybody knows it. Every speaker goes up there and they say, you're making money off this. Now, are they getting money? If they are, it's illegal. But the city gets money from the federal government and they say, hey, you're going to take all these citizens, non-citizens, these Haitian migrants, you're going to take them all into your city and we're going to put them up in all these houses. And then we're going to give you a check for the city to take care of all of these people. So you want to follow the money, figure out where it all goes. Then you've got the videos that we play quite often. I got some more today. And it's mostly women because, you know, men, you know, us men, we like to bury our emotions and not bring it to the surface. And typically we don't like to complain. You know, it makes us appear weak. So we don't really do that. So it's women that are sitting here, and there have been some men that do it too, but it's mostly women because, you know, men will just lower their head and just, you know, trod through. But these women, and they're just like, I don't understand. I'm sitting here working 10-hour, 12-hour days, 5-6 days a week, and I'm broke. And they're genuinely like deer in the headlights doing these videos, and they just go viral all over social media, and they're just like deer in the headlights, like, I don't get it. I work all the time. I got a degree. I'm broke. I don't know what bill I'm going to pay. I don't know how I'm going to take care of my kids. What's going on? And then you factor that in. Oh, they just drive downtown or they drive down Main Street or wherever it is, and they see a couple hundred illegal immigrants getting free food paid for by them and free hotel and everything paid for by them. And it's like, oh, you know, that might have something to do with it. What do you think happens? Because one of these ladies was complaining about her medical bills. What do you think happens when non-citizens come here and get free medical care or insurance? The charges get subsidized onto the people that actually pay. See how that works? This is basic economics. Liberals don't get it. Apparently Democrats don't either. Or they just got to deal with all these people. All the insurance providers, like Obama did. So every time a migrant comes in and gets free health care, or every time a migrant comes in and gets the government insurance, those costs are actually rolled on to you, the American. Not just via your taxes, but via your hospital bills and via your insurance. So, yeah, you go pay a medical bill, a hospital expense. You're paying for the care you received. And then you're paying for the care that the other illegal migrants that didn't pay for their care that they received, too. That's how they subsidize the cost onto you. But see, you're a dirty American. You're a dirty racist, bigot, homophobe, transphobe American. You're a colonizer. You're a slave-owning American. So you deserve it. You deserve to live like a serf. You deserve to live like a peasant. You're bad. And this is what the media tells you? And this is what the Democrats tell you? You're a bad person, so you need to suffer. And your ancestors may have done some bad things, so you need to suffer. So don't complain because you're broke and can't afford things. Good. Good. And that's the attitude you're supposed to have. But Americans are fed up with it. And that liberal virtue signaling social justice warrior movement is a dying breed because now even the liberal social justice warriors that you know, bleeding heart liberals that might have had good intentions, now their lives are destroyed too. Now they can't afford anything either. And now some of them have kids and don't know what to do because they can't afford their kids. And they're like, huh. Actually, none of this made sense. Why did we do this? I don't get it. So, okay, I'm going to dive into this stack of news dealing with all that. We got other political news. The Washington Examiner had a couple of big stories on Tim Walz today. Just this guy's a total fraud. It's unbelievable. Whether it's Kamala Harris or Tim Walz, their instinct is to lie. That's their first instinct, is to lie. Ends up he lied about his whole getting involved in politics story. There's some weird stuff going on in New York. And then we'll talk about what's really going on with this Tenet Media situation. And I think we covered kind of like the personal level of it and then the political framing of it. But there's actually something really, really dirty lurking behind this that most people are missing. And again, whatever you think about Lauren Chen or whatever assumption you're making, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, but whatever. There's something much more dastardly happening behind the scenes that we'll explain. And it's Mike Johnson that's partially to blame for it, by the way. Or if not, totally to blame for it, actually. So we'll get to that, too. But let's just dive into this. What do you do? Now, Trump has promised to deport. And, you know, how do you deport 20 million illegal aliens? I suppose it's possible. But I don't know. I would maybe like to hear a strategy if he's serious about it. Because to me, it's just, I guess you start going through the books. Any asylum seeker from the last 4 years or anybody who's received this money, this illegal immigrant money, I guess you just go through these books and find them if you can. If a non-citizen who's not here legally commits a crime, send them back. I mean, it's such an overwhelming task to say we're going to deport 20 million people unless they're going to go away voluntarily. If you cut off their free stuff, maybe they go home voluntarily. I don't know. But it has to stop. The non-citizen illegal alien invasion, an economic bomb. It is out of control, and now it's a crime bomb. This is crazy. This is in Baltimore alone, as if Baltimore doesn't have enough crime. Yeah, exactly. With on the story on the screen right there, exactly what I explained. Illegal Haitian migrant car crashes are causing insurance rates to skyrocket. That's what they do. They subsidize all the costs, health care, car insurance, it doesn't matter. They subsidize all the costs. They're not paying for it. You are. How many people have been hit by an illegal alien and then they hit and run? And then the insurance company has to pay for it. I mean, if you have the right plan, it depends on the plan you have. Happened to me. Illegal alien rammed into the back of my car. And insurance company had to pay for it. It's a whole story. I'm not going to go off into it. But that's what they have to do because the non-citizens, they don't have to have car insurance. They don't have car insurance. They don't even have any money. They're not even driving a car legally. But this is in Baltimore alone. ERO Baltimore apprehends Honduran national convicted of rape in Maryland. So you got another rapist. Listen to these numbers. This arrest marks 153rd non-citizen sex offender apprehension of the year. That's in Baltimore alone. So 8 months into the year, call it nine if you want. We're in September, but it's really eight, beginning of September still. So 8 months into the year, in Baltimore alone, one city, 153 illegal alien rapists apprehended. Where's the Me Too movement? Where are all these bleeding heart liberal Democrats that care so much about women, and they'll go fight for E. Jean Carroll, who brags about all the money she, oh, how she's going to spend all of her money, and talks about fantasizing rape on CNN with Anderson Cooper. Oh, her story. Oh my gosh, Trump made out with me. He didn't throw me on the ground and ravish me. That's literally a quote from her. We played it last week. He didn't throw me on the ground and ravish me. Like, she was mad about that. That's like what she wanted. So she's mad because they apparently made out. Nobody ever heard of it or saw it or knows when or where it happened. Oh, and all the liberals. Oh, we got Trump. He made out with a woman. Ho, ho, ho. Good for him. He's a violator of women. We're going to start a whole movement, the Me Too movement. But then 153 rapes in Baltimore alone this year, and not a single liberal has anything to say about it. Not a single Democrat in this Democrat-run hellhole known as Baltimore will say a damn thing. Why don't we carry it a step further? Guys, go ahead. Let's see. Let's go ahead and look at gun crime in Baltimore this weekend. You probably had six shot, maybe two dead. Those numbers might be a little high. So we'll say, you know, over under 1.5 shot dead, over under 6.5 shot in Baltimore this weekend. Why do I say that? Oh, because Democrats care about gun violence. No, they don't. They don't give a damn about gun violence. Most violent cities in America, the most gun crimes in America happen in Democrat-run cities with the strictest gun control laws. And then they go on TV and they say, we need gun confiscation. Oh, the Me Too movement. Oh, Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh. E. Jean Carroll. 153 rapists, non-citizen, criminal aliens in Baltimore alone, raping women, raping children. Nobody cares. Well, that's Chicago. Four shot dead in Chicago this weekend. Another city invaded by illegals. So I don't know if there's just nothing on the news in Baltimore. 153 rapists in Baltimore. It only gets worse unless this is stopped. A landmark arrest for ICE Baltimore in that they secured a record 153 non-citizen sex offenders arrested in their area of operations during a single fiscal year. More importantly, there are 153 victims who need not fear their predators because of ERA officers, ICE says. This arrest also highlights the amazing enforcement actions performed by ERO officers across our great nation. Yeah, except they shouldn't have to do this, because these people shouldn't be here to begin with. And I'd like to know how many of these rapists were flown in on airplanes by the Biden-Harris administration. I'd like to know how many of these rapists got government money to come here and stay here and live here and then rape a woman or rape a child. And then they say, how dare Trump call them rapists? He's a racist. 153 rapists in a single year. Illegal migrants in Baltimore alone. And not a single liberal Democrat will even make a peep about it.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
In Linda Vista, this was on base housing, so naval base housing, where this occurred. It was a Navy SEAL's child. Have you heard about this story?
No.
Do you know why? Because we're sanctuary state.
This was recovered.
A Guatemalan national went into that house and molested the Navy SEAL's child, and we've never heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been asked by two separate people, high-level DHS employees, if I would leak this story, because they're so fed up with this California sanctuary bullshit stuff. So when this happened, they took the guy to San Diego County Jail. When they took him to jail, ICE did a detainer to go pick him, to go nab him. They denied it because we're a sanctuary state in a sanctuary city. So ICE came back again and said, well, we need to come interview the guy. So they let him in to interview. What they found was a bunch of child pornography inside his phone, and they had to bring ICAC in, which is Internet Crimes Against Children, to go through the phone, to look at all this stuff. Horrific things in the phone. Still never heard about the guy. He's a Guatemalan national here with a fake green card.
So that's from Corey Gutierrez. And it takes a whistleblower to reach out to him and say, hey, they're covering the story up. Please break it on your podcast. It's just sick. Our government covering up an illegal alien breaking into a home and raping a child. course, the media is not interested. Otherwise, you would have heard of Aiden Clark. Did you ever hear of Aiden Clark? Young boy killed in a bus crash because a Haitian illegal migrant crashed into a school bus. Did you ever hear about that one? The 11-year-old student, a Haitian migrant, crashes into a school bus, kills the student. Well, I would say I'm looking forward to his golden casket and round-the-clock media coverage, but it's already come and passed because that was last year. And there was no media coverage. There was no memorializing of Aiden Clark. No liberal tears shed. No marches. No. Nope. Now, in Aurora, Colorado, they're arresting a bunch of gang members from Tren de Aragua. And yet, they're still not able to find the ones that were holding up the apartment with the guns. So they're arresting all these Venezuelan gang members, but they haven't even gotten to the ones yet that are holding up apartments with firearms. Isn't that something? And now the Democrats want to pass new legislation that says you have to keep your gun stored in a locked safe at home. This is like in some states. Now, Texas, I believe Texas is constitutional carry now, but we've had to go through a lot of a process just to get to that point. But in some states, you cannot have a firearm in your vehicle unless the magazine is out and separated from the gun. In some states, it has to be locked. Because that makes sense. You know, if somebody tries to break into your car or something like that, or, you know, kidnap your kid when you're driving, stopped at a stoplight, you're going to say, well, excuse me, Mr. Bad Guy. My gun is locked in my glove compartment, and the magazine is locked in my trunk, and the ammo is in a separate compartment in the trunk. Would you please give me 5 minutes to unlock the compartment to grab my gun, and then unlock the second compartment so I can grab my magazine, and then unlock the third compartment to grab my bullets, and then give me an extra second to load the bullets into the magazine and then put the magazine into the gun, and then I can save myself or my child? Would you mind, bad guy? That's the world of Democrats. That's the magical world of a liberal Democrat. Oh, yes, ma'am, I'm just here holding you up at gunpoint, want to kidnap your child, but certainly if you need 5 minutes to get your gun assembled, then absolutely, please take your time, please. Oh, a Venezuelan gang just showed up at my apartment. Oh, gee, I hope I got enough time to unlock my safe and put everything together. How an Ohio town landed in the middle of an immigration debate. The New York Times. They have no idea. They do not know. And they blame it on J.D. Vance. I'm not even kidding you. This was the New York Times. The stage was set for another fraught chapter in the debate over immigration in America. This one magnified because of J.D. Vance. It's J.D. Vance's fault, guys. You know, it's funny because in all the different sound bites that we have from Springfield, Ohio, look at this. This is the New York Times. An immigration driver was involved in a fatal school bus crash, and then J.D. Vance entered the fray. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Of all the people that spoke in the Springfield Public Forum at the city council, I don't think one of them brought up J.D. Vance. No. I wonder if they even know who J.D. Vance is or care. No, I think they care about that their town, their one small, quiet, peaceful town, has now been invaded by illegal aliens that are chopping up animals and cooking them on the open barbecue. But no, according to the New York Times, it's J.D. Vance. Ugh. Can you believe J.D. Vance is making immigration an issue? says the holier-than-thou liberal from their ivory towers. These people are so detached from reality. They're so detached from their own human soul. Woman is forced out of her Springfield home of 45 years after migrants squat on her lawn and torment her. There's that clip right there. In fact, should we go to that guy's house? Do we have time before the break to put, here? Let's go to this woman. This woman is misunderstanding the issue. The issue is J.D. Vance, says the New York Times woman, not the migrants that are on your front lawn squatting, throwing things and tormenting you. It's J.D. Vance's fault. But let's hear from her.
26 Northwestern Avenue. Miss Skinner, who I'm not trying to put on the spot, is my neighbor.
Just talk to me, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard. And I can't.
Damn that J.D. Vance.
Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status, and you're protecting them, and our city services are overwhelming.
Does the American get a temporary protective status?
But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, ma'am, those migrant men that are hanging out in your front yard and pooping and peeing and throwing trash at you, those guys are not your problem. J.D. Vance is your problem, says the New York Times liberal. Okay? So, I don't know what it's going to take for you to learn, lady, but this is not your country anymore. You see, you're a racist, piece of trash, white American. And the Democrats are here to destroy you. Okay? They hate you. So, if you have 15 Haitian migrants cooking a goose in your front lawn, well, that's a good start. Okay? So, why don't you just go ahead and move to Haiti now? Might be better.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
City Commissioner meeting, every speaker got up and was talking about the same thing. And, you know, it's funny, the mainstream media, remember we were covering it last week, they try to tell you that none of this is going on. They would write headlines and they would say, misinformation is causing confusion about Aurora, Colorado. You know, right-wing extremists want you to think that there's gangs in Aurora, Colorado. And it's just like, what are you talking about? Everybody sees it. There's eyewitness accounts. There's locals talking about it. Oh, no, it's not going on. So they won't be playing any of this either. Springfield resident claims Haitian migrants are decapitating and eating ducks in the park as Ohio town rages over explosion of migrants. So here's this man's testimony that the New York Times would tell you doesn't exist, and the mainstream media would tell you doesn't exist, and none of this is going on, okay? And if it is, though, if it is going on, it's all J.D. Vance's fault. But here's the man in Ohio.
So I think it's, like, kind of odd that, like, a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and, like, and I'm getting out here every day, and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there and suits. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from this. I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. You got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me this morning at the welfare office that really need something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like, y'all get the Highway State Patrol down here every week, and then y'all get, like, a task force for the Highway State Patrol. And they look for guns, and they look for dope, and this and that, and the fourth. That same people that y'all got riding up and down Limestone doing U-turns, pulling people over for blinkers, and pulling people over for, like, going left to center and, like, a couple miles over, like, y'all can take them same people the Highway State Patrol, and you can take them in every single one of their silver Chargers and Dodge Durangos, and y'all can take them to Sunset, and y'all can park them right over there, and y'all can teach people how to drive, since the Highway State Patrol knows so much how to know so much about traffic laws and know what to do in traffic. They need to, y'all pay them, they can go over there and teach these Haitians how to drive, because it's getting a, bro, I'm getting thousands of views on these. And it's going to get bigger, and it's only going to get worse. And y'all sitting up there in these chairs, y'all, all y'all need to get out here and do something. Y'all making hundreds of thousands of dollars. Y'all need to put on a T-shirt and some Crocs, and then y'all need to come out here in these streets, and y'all need to go out here. And I'm out here before the police is. Like, y'all need to do something, bro. Y'all really got to stand on business. Y'all getting paid all this money just to wear a suit and sit in a chair. I think it's crazy, bro. They, like, we got to do something, bro. It's kids out here getting hurt, like. Only reason I even went on here and said something about it is because somebody told me they walking from the school and a Haitian almost ran into them. And who is getting paid? Like, how much money is y'all really getting paid, like, to bring them over here? Like, I know it's deeper than them. I know that's where they come from, and that's what they do. That's their country. I don't know what they got going on over there, but they can't do that over here. And if y'all just getting paid from it and then y'all ain't doing nothing about it, I think that's super weird, bro. Y'all got to stand on business. Y'all got to really, like, step up. Like, it's lame, bro. Like, for real.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
Well, hopefully he knows who to vote for in November if he wants it to stop or if he wants them to be sent home. You can only hope that that's the case. But yeah, we covered it earlier. Aiden Clark killed by a Haitian migrant. Car crash. There was another one where a guy was given a illegitimately a truck driver's license, killed a woman, got released on bond. It's all over the place. And so it's the same thing. A non-citizen gets free health care or a free house or can't pay for car insurance. Then guess who pays for it? You do. You're subsidizing it. So your car insurance goes up. Your medical costs go up. AG orders deep dive into Ohio migrant population. Ohio Attorney General David Yost announced Monday that he has ordered his office to research legal avenues to stop the government from sending an unlimited number of migrants to Ohio communities. Yeah, it's called Biden-Harris.
Mm-hmm.
They live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. In Washington, D.C., or, well, actually, I don't know where they are. Nobody seems, who knows? Biden doesn't know where he is. So I don't know where they are. It's Biden-Harris. So you want to get down to the problem, a deep dive? You don't have to go that deep, bud. It's actually pretty shallow water. The Democrats have, the Biden-Harris administration has brought in 15 million illegal aliens, and they're putting them in cities across America. There's your deep dive. You want to do something about it? Sue them. Get serious. Charge them with aiding and abetting in human trafficking. Charge them with aiding and abetting in killing a protected animal. Get serious with these crooks. Get serious with the people that did this. We're going to do a deep dive. You're not going to do crap. You're putting this out as a press statement like you don't know what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. This is a Democrat Party agenda to flood Ohio with illegal aliens. And they're destroying your local communities. And you just sit here and put out a press release. What a joke you are. We'll get to the bottom of this. Well, why don't you go to Springfield, Ohio, like this independent journalist did to talk to the locals, and it went like this in clip 32.
When they walk down through here and they say something in their language, I'd be like, go on down the road, you sand monkey. And that's what I say to them.
You say it straight to their face?
Straight to their face. I mean, why beat around the bush?
Okay, what do they say to that?
They don't say nothing. I don't understand them. They don't, you know, I guess apparently they don't understand me, but trying to learn our
you
language.
You see them trying to learn English and assimilate to the American culture?
No, I don't. But, you know, it's just, it's old, man.
I mean, in the report, they film them. They're everywhere.
And there's another seven or eight lives right here in this corner house.
I'm knocking on that door, yeah.
And four of them just moved in here. They ain't in there yet, but they're going to be in there next week.
So you're going to be the minority very shortly if you already are.
We already are the minority.
What would you say the percentage currently is of Haitians to OG, original Springfieldians?
You mean percentage-wise?
Yeah.
Probably them, 60%, that's 40.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's
are they eating cats in the neighborhood? Is that real?
Man, I heard that. The white double right there. They had six chickens in their backyard a month ago. Six walking around fucking chickens, and they ain't none back there now. Now there's over 20,000 of them, you know, and they're everywhere. They take our apartments. You know, the landlords make the people move out so they can rent to the Haitians to get more money. You know, it's bullshit. You know, you go to the grocery store, there's no fucking groceries. Cause, you know, they give them $3,000 a month plus food stamps. I mean, I'm an American.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yeah.
And these motherfuckers come from Haitianville, wherever the fuck they're from, and they get everything. They get medical care paid and everything. You know, it's bullshit, man. I mean, if you want to, my opinion, they're worthless. Bunch of worthless fucking sand monkeys. There's thousands of you motherfuckers over here. Why are you scared? If you're scared, go home. Go back to where you come from.
They're saying the Haitians are scared.
Yeah.
No one told them to come here.
Nobody told you to come here, motherfucker. Pack up and leave. You know? I mean, it's just, it's invasion of our fucking freedom, man. I mean, you know, we get nothing because they give it all to them.
I heard there were rumors of Haitians eating the neighbor's cats and a Canadian goose. Is that true or completely false?
They come here to work. They don't eat cat, and they don't. He don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
He don't eat cat.
When did this all begin? When did you start noticing Haitians come in? Where's the conflict?
They started coming in around the beginning of March.
Okay.
You know, and there wasn't that many of them, a couple thousand.
Do you think you're treated equally and fairly in that regard?
No, not at all. Not at all. I did it just on a spur of the moment. You know, I went down to the Job and Family Services just to see what I could get.
Yeah.
They want to give me $76 a month.
And they're giving the Haitian families how much a month?
$1,500 plus $3,000 a month in cash. You know, and I can't get but $76. That's $2 a fucking day to eat. I weigh 300 pounds. What's $2 a day going to do for me?
Nothing. It's a Slim Jim.
It's
So we got more on this story, folks. It's even worse. If you can believe that, it's even worse.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state, intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're going to bring all this home coming up in the next segment, because it's even worse when you look at... There's a chain here. It's basically a money laundering chain. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. So you got people that are getting rich off of the migrant invasion. You have the Democrats that think they're going to get political power off of the migrant invasion. But then you look at the foreign aid aspect, and then you look at the hit that Americans are taking economically right now, and they're just scratching their heads like, why is this going on? Why do I have to break my neck every day to barely keep my head above water? So it all ties in, and we're gonna bring it home coming up in the next segment, and then we'll move on to some of the other news, some of the international news and developments that are going to impact the 2024 election, and then why this tenant media story is not what it appears to be. And again, whatever is going on with Lauren Chen and the Russians and the money, that's like the tip of the iceberg. So we'll explain you what's really going on coming up next as well. But ladies and gentlemen, before we do that, we are going to be live extended broadcast tomorrow for the presidential debate. And so really excited for that tomorrow. And we'll have our normal everyday 10 hours of live coverage right here on InfoWars. And then we're just going to continue it right on through and after the debate. And so myself and Alex Jones and Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser and others are going to be live all night tomorrow. But that means a long day for the crew. We need to take care of them, and we need your support by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Hey, we know where our money comes from. No mysteries here. And they've dug through our books 10 times, so nothing to hide here. That's good. You are our sponsors. You are our supporters when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy because we've got great products. And I could go down the whole list of them. My favorite products like BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, every day before I go on air for mental focus, mental energy, mental clarity, 40% off those two great products, those ultimate nootropics. 25% off BodEase, 25% off BodEase, the ultimate turmeric whole body support, anti-inflammatory support, joint support, flexibility support. All those things are key for staying youthful and active. So gotta have BodEase. We've got 25% off all InfoWars MD products, an exclusive line of high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, including Good Night Sleep. Good Night Sleep, very, very important to get a good night's sleep. Everybody knows if you get a good night's sleep, the day after, you're feeling much better. If you don't, you're lethargic, you're tired, and it's a long day. But with Good Night Sleep, you'll get a good night's sleep, restful sleep, and the day will be productive. Good Night Sleep, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. What are you doing for your cardiovascular health? We have the answer at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Or VasoBeat Complete, also 40% off. Nitric Boost, just a concentrated capsule with all kinds of things in there that are good for blood flow, blood support, and, of course, cardiovascular health. And then VasoBeat Complete is just a concentrated beet formula in a liquid tincture, and it's well known how good beets are for your health. So I actually prefer VasoBeat Complete. I like it. I put it in a drink mix, or sometimes I just drink it by itself, and I know I'm doing something for my cardiovascular health and my blood flow. Also 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So it's your support there that keeps us on the air and make sure that we have the crew so that we can do how long will we be live tomorrow? Probably like 16 straight hours, maybe, or more. But we'll be doing live presidential debate coverage tomorrow night. So we hope you'll be tuned in for that, because we'll be live covering that and responding to it.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
So, it's Springfield, Ohio today. It's Aurora, Colorado yesterday. And it'll be a new American city that we're talking about probably by the end of next week. That's getting overwhelmed with illegal alien crime. Biden-Harris criminals brought in, flown into our country and stealing your money and your future. And the story gets worse. They say the Attorney General, we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to figure it out. We've already figured it out. You're just showing up? Really, where have you been? Here's a perfect example of how this goes. You have all these NGOs, and for whatever reason, it's Catholic charity groups, Jewish charity groups, and I guess they just love taking all this government money because that's the main recipients of it. And here's one example. How does the revenue of the NGO, for the NGO, the Catholic Charities, nearly quadruple since the Biden administration took over? In 2018, Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Galveston only brought in $44 million. In 2021, the revenue was up to $217 million. Now, we've had whistleblowers in here that have said as late as 2023, it could be upwards of $400 million now. So it's a giant money bag. The Catholic Charities are making money. And then all the different aspects of this, the people that sell the beds, the people that sell the bed sheets, the people that sell the clothes, the people that sell the toiletries, the people that sell the foods, they're all making money. The hotels that they go rent from are booked solid, so the people that own the hotels, they're making money, and they don't even have to work. Free money for them. And then in situations like Springfield, Ohio, you've got whole apartment complexes. We don't have to worry about finding renters, and we can upcharge it, and the government's going to cut us the check anyway. These are all public records. In 2022, the revenue for the Catholic Charities of Fort Worth skyrocketed up to $146 million. From the $31 million they received in 2019. Now, if you want to go see all these public records and more, they're posted on Marissa Hansen's X account. Oh, yeah. Gee, I wonder why the Pope is for open borders. Oh, golly gee, why do these Catholic charities help in the illegal immigration process? Because they've been paid off handsomely to do so. But it's even worse. And I knew it was bad. It didn't take a deep dive, by the way. You could do a deep dive and crunch all the numbers. But a lot of this work was already done. And by the way, the USAID, I think it's the USAID website. This is all public information, folks. But let's just focus on Haiti for the sake of the news cycle this week. United States will provide an additional $25 million to address the humanitarian crisis in Haiti. That was March 2024. 25 million for Haiti to address the humanitarian crisis, which, what humanitarian crisis? We're bringing them all here. So there's a humanitarian crisis in Haiti. And the U.S. taxpayer is paying to fix the humanitarian crisis, which has been going on since 1995, by the way, is when this began. The United States government started sending aid to Haiti in 1995. Was that when Bill Clinton was in office, by the way? That's funny. Yeah, the Clintons and their deep ties to Haiti. Yeah. Really deep in Haiti. Probably like pizza from Haiti. So this all started in 1995, the U.S. government with the Clintons giving all this aid to Haiti. Not to mention the Clinton Global Foundation and their deep ties to Haiti. But it's funny. With all the humanitarian aid, does Haiti get any better or does Haiti get worse? It just gets worse. How does that work? Because when it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Why Haiti still despairs? This is July 2021, New York Times. Why Haiti still despairs? New York Times, July 2021. Why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid. Why? I don't need to sit here and read the New York Times like I'm some sort of moron. I want the New York Times to explain to me why $13 billion to Haiti hasn't fixed the situation. Ha ha. Well, okay, there's the obvious answer that's been proven time and time again. You can throw money at just about any issue, and how often does it actually fix the issue? If you're going to throw money at a problem, you're going to have serious oversight and serious involvement. But if you just dump a pile of cash on a problem, the problem only gets worse. And so this is what's been going on in Haiti. $13 billion. $13 billion. Boy, you could build some nice infrastructure with $13 billion. Where's it going to in Haiti, though? Where is all the money going to in Haiti? So New York Times asks, because it's such a difficult thing to comprehend, why Haiti still despairs after $13 billion in foreign aid? So let me go ahead and tell you, without needing the geniuses of the New York Times, because the money gets stolen. You get it? It's a giant money laundering operation. It's a giant boondoggle. But see, when the government does it and charitable groups do it, it's just rubber stamped. So it's all good. Gee, I don't know. We've given $13 billion to the people in Haiti, and nothing has gotten better. They're still living in mud huts and chopping the heads off of wild game that they can find on the beach. What's going on? We sent them all this money. Where do the children go? Remember that story? What was the name of that Clinton aide that got caught with the children in Haiti and then changed her name? I mean, folks, these people are raping Haiti. It's really not a laughing matter. It's actually really sad. I don't hate the people of Haiti just because I don't want them coming to my country and turning areas of our country into third world hellholes like they live in. But no, it's actually really sad that corrupt American politicians have used Haiti for God knows what. But at the very least, money laundering. But I forget the name of the lady that was the Clinton aide that got caught at the border with the children. You guys remember that deal? Laura Silsby, I think. Yeah, was that her name? And then she got caught, and then they said, oh, no, it's they're orphans. Oh, we're saving them. And then she changed her name. Dark stuff. Dark stuff, actually, what goes on in Haiti. Real dark stuff. And it's funny, and then you have all these celebrities like, no, Haiti's great. Look, I went on vacation. And there's like one or two areas in Haiti that they actually keep nice and for tourism. And then the rest of it is a third world hellhole living in squalor. It's like as bad as it gets. And it's just, oh, $13 billion, and then you get nothing. And then, oh, children being trafficked across the border. Oh, no, we were saving them. Oh. Yeah. It's dark stuff goes on in Haiti, folks. Dark stuff. And, you know, karma has a weird way, universal karma, or call it whatever you want, universal justice. You don't have to believe in it, but I would say that's either from lack of experience or denial. So it's actually unfortunate, and I wonder when the American people will kind of get their final say in this, but it comes with knowledge. What Americans like the Clintons have done in Haiti is so dark and twisted and sordid. It's like these Haitians coming here and destroying our cities, it's like for us to allow the Clintons to do that and whatever else has been going on in Haiti, it's almost like karma coming back on us. Now, I'm not saying that these innocent people deserve it, and I'm certainly not saying it should go on, but, you know, that's just kind of how things go. And look, in a way, the American people have themselves to blame. I mean, let's not sit here and act like the American people don't take blame in this. We've let this happen, folks. We have let the U.S. government steal our money and launder it through foreign countries. We've let the Clintons get away with God knows what in Haiti. And so, yeah, you know, the ignorance of the American people, the lack of standing up for ourselves is partly ourselves to blame. Now, we've been tricked, we've been deceived, we've been lied to, we've been put in a trance. So, I mean, it goes both ways. And yet, if the American people were an awake and aware and a unified body of people, then this would not be going on. We would not be sending $13 billion to Haiti for the money to be laundered. The Clintons would not be spending billions with the Clinton Global Foundation to do God knows what in Haiti. And then you wouldn't have 20,000 Haitian migrants coming to a small town in Ohio and chopping up your pets for dinner. So that's just how the world works. So I don't like it. I'm not saying we deserve it. But see, that's the whole point of it's like we got to get this country back on track. Because it just gets worse from here. And it's like the same thing with the wars in the Middle East. And people don't like to be intellectually honest about this, but it's like, what do you expect when you go into the Middle East and start all these wars and drone strike countries and get into foreign interests that you have nothing to do with? And then they say, well, these Muslims hate your way of life. No, they're sick of the United States military being used like Israel's dragon or something in the Middle East. And so then they just go to the source. So it's like the same thing. We have to decouple from the Middle East completely. Completely decouple. And so that's why there was peace in the Middle East when Trump was president, because he wasn't sending all the money. He wasn't sending all the arms. I mean, I don't know if there'll ever be peace in the Middle East, but in comparison to now, certainly you could say that's peaceful compared to where it's at now. And so what did they do? As soon as Biden got into office, all the money, all the weapons get laundered through Ukraine, end up in all the proxy groups in the Middle East, and then the terror attacks start ramping up in multiple different countries. And that's just all Ukraine as the rat hole. That's all it is. So do they actually care what Putin does in Ukraine? No. They just need Ukraine as their rat hole to launder money and weapons to all these different terror cells and proxy groups in the Middle East. And so then what do you get? You get war, you get death, and then eventually that reaches us because we let it happen. So that's just that's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. And now they're coming here and they're getting homes bought for them. This is insane. California bill that would give undocumented migrants first-time homebuyers money despite lack of funding. They have no money. California is broke. Gavin Newsom signs the bill anyway to give them money for housing. Now, there's going to be a side plan here, which is that they just want the government to own all the housing. And so this is just kind of a way to start the process. Oh, look, we're giving housing to migrants that can't afford it. Isn't that great? But then, of course, the migrants can't afford the house, so the government's just going to come and buy it all up. And so you're just going to have government housing now. So California is just going full socialist, and they're just using the migrants to kind of be like the launch pad here. Oh, yeah, Newsom doesn't want to have the migrants buying houses. Yeah, let's see how long that lasts when it's already going down. But it's getting a lot of attention in California right now. This has already been going on. We had a real estate agent on this show like 2 years ago. They were already doing this in Florida with federal dollars. They're already doing it in Chicago with federal dollars. In fact, we have a local news report from Chicago talking about this. So this has already been going on. So they've already been doing this with federal dollars. California just wanted to put it on a state level and then like try to buy up all the housing themselves and just say, oh, we're giving it to the migrants. But then eventually they would take it back from the migrants because they wouldn't be able to afford it. And they just say, no, we own this. See, we gave the money. Now it's a government housing project. But no, this has already been going on. This is from Chicago. This is a story out of Chicago where the non-citizens, the illegal aliens, are getting houses in clip 17.
Today, the Gomez family officially welcomed friends to their new home in North Austin. Gabriel Gomez tells us it's his dream. This is what he wanted for his children. It is the first home for this family of four, and it is the first time they have lived in anything bigger than one bedroom for 8 years. Euvele Surengel says they are very happy, and this is an important step for their family. Originally from Venezuela, they worked in food service as an auto mechanic, delivering food, factory work. When they first arrived in Chicago in 2022 as new arrivals, they landed at Grace and Peace Church. This home is the first of four distressed West Side homes the church bought, rehabbed, and sold.
Oh, where'd the church
get
the
money? We met them at the bus, and they were so distressed and worked through a whole process with them. And now they're stabilizing their own home. It's awesome.
With all of their savings, programs to assist first-time home buyers, and an individual taxpayer identification number, the Gomez family made their dreams come true.
English,
please. Rengas says, really now is the American dream.
Now,
Grace and Peace Church plans to sell their other rehabbed homes to other first-time.
Let me be clear about something. That's good. So the church gets all the money, and then they give it to the non-citizens. Let me be clear. I'm sure that man from Venezuela worked really hard. I have no doubt about that. See, the problem is, and this is why it comes back to the whole America First slogan. Why can't an American get the American dream? Why is it more important for a Haitian or a Venezuelan or a Honduran or a anybody to get the American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. Why is that such a priority? Why is that a policy? If a man from Venezuela wants to come here and have the American dream, he can damn well do so. There's called an immigration process, and then it's called a free market capitalist economy. Okay? But no. No. He's a poor man with a family from Venezuela, so he needs his American dream subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. So if you're a dirty American whose family has been here and is a citizen of this country, you don't count. You get skipped over. You have to pay for a Venezuelan's American dream. Like this poor lady who's learning it the hard way, who is getting emotional, talking about struggling to afford payments for her child's medical bills, and how they set up the system where it makes you actually do better. You get more money from the government if you work less and do less and are not a productive member of society, then it's actually beneficial. It's kind of like this new proposal of unrealized gains. Well, then the whole purpose is to not be successful, not have money, not be smart financially, so that way the government won't crush you. So here it's a North Carolina mother talking about how messed up it is that she can't afford basic medical procedures and trying to figure out why it doesn't make sense. Clip 31.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
If it doesn't add up, you know it's corrupt. Yeah, I'm sorry, but you've been sold out by your government. You've been sold out by corrupt politicians. They've cut deals with big pharma, big insurance, and you get screwed. You're an American citizen, so you're the least of their concerns. They hate you. They want you broke and poor so you can live off the government assistance. Now, you're a hardworking American. You want to work and you want to earn your money and pay your way, but that's not the system these bastard socialists want for you. Here's another young girl trying to make sense of it, can't figure it out, having the same realization in a way, in clip 25.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree, and now you have a job that you hate and you still can't afford life and you're still fucking miserable and you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to? Because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and, like, things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all. And you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything. Other, like, if you buy food, you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering.
All right.
If anyone
I'll tell
else
you what.
Is dealing with
I've gone long here. We're up against the break. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com as we go to this break. But I'm gonna respond to these two ladies on the other side because this is so important, and this is what we Americans all need to unify behind. It's basic common sense, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to live like this. We'll be right back.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it Billy Don Harrison, thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show. Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to play these young ladies' accounts once again and explain this, because at the end of the day, We cover all kinds of issues. We get really political, and we go into all different kinds of avenues. But you know, most problems that America's faced, it really doesn't matter whether you're left or right or up or down or anything in between. You know, most of us face the same issues. I mean, you've got a class of elites that kind of try to determine our future. But, you know, 90% of Americans basically will face the same thing, no matter what their political ideologies are. And really, with all the different complex issues and stuff that we get into here, there's actually simple solutions for the biggest issues that we all face. And so I've probably played a couple dozen videos similar to this. And it's obviously gotten a lot worse since 2021 when Biden got into the White House with the economic stuff. But it's not like that's a new phenomenon. People have been struggling, but I think it has reached kind of a new height with the most recent inflation. And so when I see videos like this, I play videos like this, it's kind of the bring it home moment where we should all be able to unify and say, yeah, this is not how life in America should be. This is not the struggle that an American should go through. And there's simple things we can do to change that. Simple things. So let's once again go to these young ladies that are really getting hit, because it's not just the economic stress. It's not just the financial stress. It's just that the financial stress and the economic stress is what leads to the realization that we're being raped politically, we're being raped by our government, and we're being forced like slaves to work for foreign countries, foreign interests, and political agendas. Americans have made it through financial hardships many different times in this country's history. But when you realize that your financial hardships are caused because you've been sold out by your politicians, it makes it that much worse. Now it's become an abuse factor. And so, again, here's the account from these two young ladies kind of having that realization in a emotional response and sharing that story with the internet.
I feel like only in America can you need medical assistance that you can't afford to get. And in order to get government help, you have to make under a certain amount. So if you're someone who's like makes $60,000 a year, you don't qualify for any help, but you can't actually afford to get your child the services that they fucking need. But if I quit my job and I go work for McDonald's, I can live off the government and then she can have the help that she needs. Make it make sense. Make it make sense.
Does anyone else just work their ass off for like the last 3 or 4 years for like a college degree, and now you have a job that you hate and you still can't afford life and you're still fucking miserable and you can't pay any of your bills and you can't live in the house that you imagine and you just feel lied to? Because you thought that if you just went to college and got a degree, you'd be able to afford a house and like things that make you happy, but yet you're still barely can afford groceries or clothes or literally anything that makes you happy at all. And you had to spend the whole entire weekend in your bed because you literally don't have any money to go do anything other. Like if you buy food, you just can't have an entertainment budget. So I'm just wondering if anyone else is dealing with something like this or if it's just me, because this shit ain't it.
Well, it's not just you. It's millions of Americans. It might even now be the majority of Americans. And as soon as Biden took office and Democrat policies started flowing out from Washington, D.C., the amount of Americans living paycheck to paycheck eclipsed 50%. And it even came out that the majority of Americans don't even have $1,000 in savings for an emergency. This all happened a year after Biden got into the White House. It's all policies that come from D.C. Now, this isn't to lay the blame on Joe Biden. It's just to use that as an example, that it's policy that does this. Now, can you imagine, whether it's if I'm speaking to those girls and I don't know their politics, quite frankly, I don't care because it doesn't make a difference. But can you imagine you listening to this? If you didn't pay 30%, maybe closer to 40%, maybe 50%, depending on where you live. But let's just say for sake of this conversation, can you imagine if you didn't pay 30% of the money that you make to the government via taxes? And it is 30%. It is 30%. You get taxed when you make money, so you get taxed when you work. You get taxed when you spend money. You get taxed when you own property. You get taxed. Imagine if you had 30% more money. Do you think some of that financial stress might be relieved? Now, you might not be rich, but you might be able to afford your kids' medical bills. You might be able to afford to go out to a nice dinner on a Friday night or go to a concert on Saturday, go with some friends. Just 30% of the government not taxing you. Then there's the issue of inflation. which is another means of government tax. So when your government creates policies that raise the price of goods and services and energy, now you're talking, you're paying another 20% in inflation. So add it all up, you're basically looking at, just from the result of policy, half of your money going down the drain. Just because of bad policy. Bad tax policy, bad energy and economic policy. Now, that's not to say that every American could be living like a king. But, I mean, holy hell. You wouldn't have to fill your apartment buildings with illegal immigrants from Haiti because Americans would be able to afford it. But we pay 20% in inflation since Biden took office. And it doesn't matter who's in office. I mean, it was less when it was Trump, but you're still paying 30% of your money to the government in taxes. So, yeah, you're getting bent over and they are reaching into your wallet and taking your money. And then when you go to spend money, it all costs more. So it's really simple. When you are struggling, like a lot of Americans are, and then you look at your government that gives $200 billion to Ukraine in a three-year span, has given $13 billion to Haiti, and then there's a Haitian down the street cooking a goose that he chopped up at the park. Yeah, you realize something ain't right here. Something terrible has happened here. Why am I struggling like this? So here's the realization. Americans have to unify and realize that our government has sold us out. Our government has stole our money and is giving it to foreign interests, foreign wars, and non-citizens. And the day we unify and have this great realization that we don't have to live like serfs, we don't have to live like peasants, we don't need our government, we don't need these wars. If you could just cut the taxes down to like 5-10%, your life would improve so much because you'd still have so much more of your money. If you had better policy that would bring inflation back down, you'd have another extra 5-10% of the money in your pocket. It's really that simple. It's really that simple.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, but because you're a good person. Because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Citizen who's sick and tired of the parasitic political class in Washington that sucks our country of its blood and treasure, November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
That's it from Donald Trump. That's the message. Now, I want him to follow through. God bless him if he does. But that's it. I mean, that's really everything. And there's all kinds of issues. There's all kinds of angles. But at the end of the day, that's what should be unifying us. That's what should be the common sense understanding. And it used to be. And I mean, I don't mean to go off on a jag here, but it's just like, to kind of step back and think about it, isn't it absolutely insane? And I've gone out and done man on the streets, and I've witnessed this. But, I mean, what is it? What is the psychological phenomenon of people now that just love the government? Just look at what's developed in the Democrat Party in the last 72 hours. Dick Cheney is now endorsing Kamala Harris, and the Democrats are celebrating it? What is that? That's a psychological phenomenon that is just straight up brainwashing. I mean, if you want to get like otherworldly conspiratorial, it's like, are these actual NPCs? Are these like alien, like avatars? I mean, how do you even explain that? How do you even explain Democrats going from calling Dick Cheney the number one war criminal, and I mean, he was the old guy they called Hitler, and now they're celebrating his endorsement. Hey, we'll trade you Dick Cheney and George Bush for Tulsi Gabbard and RFK Jr. Okay. Wow. So it's just like, what is wrong with them? But getting back to the point, that's what I'm saying. There's a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. Our Congress has been the source of corruption. Washington, D.C., political power, the source of corruption, the source of war, the source of death, the source of money theft and taxation and everything else, and bribery and blackmail. And Donald Trump comes out and says it as a presidential candidate and fights it. And the whole corrupt deep state comes after him. And these Democrats, he's a racist. He's a womanizer. What the hell is wrong with you? What has been broken in your brain? Or again, if you're, it's like from a straight psychological perspective, what has been broken in your brain or your soul? Is there a chemical thing going on here with what you eat or drink or consume or a pharmaceutical product? Or if I, again, if I'm getting just otherworldly conspiratorial, are you even human? I'm just wondering, are you even human at this point? It's like there's that scene in the first recent remake of the Alien series. I forget, it's got Charlize Theron in it. Oh my gosh, what is the name? Oh, Prometheus. It's like in Prometheus, when the captain of the ship and the executive are sitting there, and the captain of the ship is talking about music, and the executive like doesn't even care, doesn't even know anything about music, and the guy's like, are you a robot? It's like, that's what it's like with these people. Like, are you even human? Again, I'm not saying we got to see eye to eye on everything. Believe me, I don't mind people that disagree. I actually like it. I like a diversity in thought. But there's things that is just like basic common sense right in front of your face. And these modern day liberal Democrats don't even have it. And it's like, hey, are you human? Hey, do you have a soul? Hey, are you an NPC? Hey, what's wrong with you? So, I mean, again, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, is this from the new one? Is this from Romulus? This has to be from the new one. I don't recognize that scene from any of the others. That's got to be from Romulus, 100%. I haven't seen it yet. Crew's distracting me. So, that's what I'm saying. 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I mean, really, that's why the liberals liked Obama, or that's what why a lot of people liked Obama. I have a lot of friends that voted for Obama. They voted for Trump. But that's why a lot of people voted for Obama, because they looked at George Bush and Dick Cheney as war criminals, and they looked at politics as extremely corrupt, and Obama was like the anti-DC parasite, anti-war, anti-war criminals. He was calling them out. That was the main thrust of what led people in the middle and liberals to get Obama past Hillary Clinton. He was viewed as the anti-establishment, anti-war candidate. Now, of course, none of that ended up panning out, and maybe he had good intentions and got blackmailed, or I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you could talk to the American from the left or from the right. Hell, if you go back even further, the left was so anti-establishment. They hated the FBI. They hated the CIA. They were actually like peaceniks, like peacenik hippies. And so it's like, what has happened here? What has gone on here? Now, I understand what the corrupt media is doing to Donald Trump. I understand what the corrupt deep state is doing to Donald Trump. It couldn't be more obvious than getting hit by a Mack truck. But okay, maybe you don't understand that. Yeah, that's the scene I was talking about. But how do you not get it when Donald Trump comes out and says there's a parasitic class of people in D.C. that are robbing your future, stealing your money, selling your country out, and we need to get rid of it? He's saying that as a former president. He's saying that as the leading presidential candidate on his campaign trail, and you still don't get it? Doesn't matter. He gets shot at. Doesn't matter they have him up in court every other week. Doesn't matter the mainstream media attacks him for 8 straight years. The deep state attacks him for 8 straight years. And you still don't get it? So now they'll lie. And that's maybe there's still a human soul there that they just can't quite reach. It's just somehow been untethered from the brainwashing and the poison in the food and the water and everything else. It's like there was a human soul there, but it's like been untethered. It's like they try to reach. Because I would go out and I would ask them, and I'd do like gotcha questions. These all been erased off YouTube. And be like, hey, I would go to Democrat events. I'd be like, hey, do you like the government? Like, no, I don't like the government. I'm like, yeah, do you want smaller government? Yeah, definitely. I'm like, do you think the FBI is corrupt? Oh, definitely. And then I'd be like, oh, okay, so do you like Donald Trump? And then there would be like a click in their head where they'd be like, oh, he just got me. Where they'd realize. They'd realize it. They'd be like, oh, yeah, wait a second. If I hate Trump, then I have to like the government, and I have to like the FBI, and I have to like the mainstream media. And they have that click, and then they turn off and they walk away. So how do you explain that phenomenon? What is that? I mean, you could use the buy-in to the COVID vaccine and the masks as like kind of another just anecdotal example, but it's much bigger than that. It's like, oh, yeah, the mainstream media is corrupt. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, the FBI is very corrupt. Oh, yeah, the government's very corrupt. Yeah. Yeah, not good stuff. I'm like, hey, you know, that's what Donald Trump says. Oh, yeah, but Trump is bad. I mean, Trump's the bad guy, you know. Oh. What? But see, they have that realization. And then they just go into the denial phase. They just go into the denial phase that they can't deny. They have to deny they've been fooled. They can't accept they've been fooled. They can't accept that they've been tricked. They can't accept they've been deceived. And so they just go in all in and just double down and triple down. So it's like, yeah, I could sit here and nitpick about Donald Trump. We have a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. that has stolen my future, that has stolen my money, that has sold out my lineage, sold out what my family has done to get me here. And they're selling me out in D.C. And I got Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying it. You're damn right I want him in the White House. And I think you're an idiot if you don't.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning.
This broadcast
is not
for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Every citizen is sick and tired of the parasitic political class in Washington that sucks our country of its blood and treasure. November 5th will be your liberation day. November 5th this year will be the most important day in the history of our country, because we're not going to have a country anymore if we don't win.
You know, he's probably saying a lot of that off script. It sounds like, you know, it's about half on script, half off script with that. If I'm Donald Trump, I'm leading with that and I'm closing with that. And I'm peppering it in every inning in between. That's what needs to be Trump's identity. That's what needs to stick in every American voter's head is that right there. There's a parasitic class of corruption in Washington, D.C., stealing your money, stealing your future, stealing your treasure. I mean, that's it. And I believe the vast majority of Americans agree and relate to that. And the ones that don't are just lost, just gone. Maybe they can be saved. Maybe they can't. I don't know. And the funny thing is, I tried to help these people. They don't want help. And I still look at them as fellow humans. I mean, maybe they're not, but I mean, it's really just sad. But the average American agrees with that and it resonates. And so there should not be a single voter that doesn't know that Trump says that. And I would make sure of it. If I'm the RNC or I'm anybody that's buying political ads and doing marketing for the Trump campaign, I would refine that message. If I'm his speechwriter, I would refine that message, have it at the front of his rally speech, the middle of his rally speech, and the end of his rally speech. And then I would really do like a 30-second hard-hitting Trump ad, and I would air it on every frickin' station, every frickin' football game, college football, NFL, every damn popular TV show, everywhere on the internet. Right, that statement right there, refined and just boom. And every American voter needs to know that Donald Trump said it. Hey, did you know Donald Trump said that there's a parasitic class in Washington, D.C. robbing us and selling us out and stealing our future? Did you know he called out D.C. corruption and government corruption? Every freaking voter needs to hear that and know that. That's the message. That's the attitude. That's the energy we got to take to the White House. Pure and simple. All right. We got more coming up. We are just getting everything scheduled for tomorrow's extended coverage of the presidential debates, Kamala Harris and Donald J. Trump. Boy, oh boy, is that going to be interesting? Can you even imagine what it's going to be like for Kamala there? And she's doing all kinds of debate prep. He's not doing any because it's, you know, why does he need to? Kamala is a joke. She's a lightweight. Now, I do think, let's not underrate, she is a prosecutor and she does have some experience with that. So she's probably going to be tougher than Biden. But Trump is confident enough. He's not even doing debate prep. Kamala Harris is locked up in some room somewhere with a fake Donald Trump. Literally, they're doing like six fake debates with a fake Donald Trump before this. So, we're going to be live covering it. Really looking forward to tomorrow night, spending it with you and the crew. Remember, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how everything we do here is possible. So if you like this show, the Alex Jones Show, if you like the fact that we built our own video platform and band.video, by the way, they just banned Rumble in Brazil. They just banned X in Brazil. They'll do the same thing here, folks, and that's why band.video is so important. So continue to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off Bodies, the great turmeric supplement for flexibility support, joint support, anti-inflammatory support. And 25% off all InfoWars MD products, including one of my favorites, Good Night Sleep. To get a good night's sleep, I take Good Night Sleep from InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off right now. It's your support there that keeps us on the air. We thank you.
Nitric Boost.
Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Okay, as we enter hour number three, I got a ton of video clips I need to get to here. So I think I might just start ripping them. We're going to continue this theme here because, look, I can't forget that, you know, part of the reason why I got into political media and one of the main thrusts and missions of InfoWars is to counter the fake news media, counter the propaganda that they feed you every day. So I got a bunch of examples of people just tearing Kamala Harris apart, you know, black people that they say don't exist. But you're not black if you don't vote Democrat, says Joe Biden, but that's a whole other story. And then former Democrats talking about the corruption. In fact, we played this lady's video a couple weeks ago after the DNC. She's been a Democrat worker for years, and she said the DNC was just so despicable that it was her last straw, and so she left the Democrat Party, and she put the Democrats on blast, saying this party is not the party I thought it was. It's inherently corrupted now, so I'm out. And then there were a bunch of people saying, oh, she's fake, she's not real. Because here's what it is. The Democrats, it's kind of like the same thing with this whole, you know, oh, Russian money. And they say, see, it's all Russian money. It's all foreign money. Every right-wing commentator gets Russian money. Because every left-wing commentator gets some money. Now, I don't know if it's foreign money or whatever. But the vast majority of left-wing commentators are just paid to be left-wing commentators. They don't create revenue. They have no audience. They have no support. They get money from the DNC or some other source. So they just assume, oh, everybody must get paid for their content because I get paid for my content, so therefore every right-winger gets paid for their content. No. And this is why they have to shut down InfoWars. No, actually, there's a huge market for conservative media. There is a huge audience that wants to get truth with a right-wing kind of perspective. And so there's all kinds of popular right-wing talk show hosts, conservative talk show hosts. We've organically funded and supported this place through the audience for decades. For decades. I don't know if there's a single leftist commentator that could do that. So they get all their money from outside sources. So they just assume, oh, all right-wingers must be paid by Russians or something. So that's all projection. But it's the same thing with this girl's video. So she comes out and says, I'm leaving the Democrat Party. I've worked for the Democrat Party for years. After the DNC, this party is so corrupt. I'm out. It's just despicable. I'm done. And so a bunch of paid-for Democrat commentators say, this is fake. She's a right-winger. She's a Trump supporter. She's a plant. It's all fake. So then she responds, and she says, really? It's fake? Here's the evidence that I've been working for the Democrats for years. So it's the same projection. And I keep trying to get this guest on, but she keeps having conflicts, so we can't get her on, but it's fine. She does the background research. All of these AstroTurf accounts that pop up on X overnight and get a million views,
they say, I'm a former Republican or I'm a Trump voter and now I'm a Democrat. You can go pull the public records, and every single time they've either never donated to a Republican, never voted, never been to a conservative event, and then half the time you go pull the records, they've donated to Democrats. So see what I'm saying? The Democrats put these plants out there to totally fake it and say, I'm a former Trump supporter. I'm a former conservative. I'm a Democrat now. I'm a Kamala voter now. And when you do the background research into them, they're always Democrats, or they've just never been involved in politics before. So that's what the left does, is they pay people to pretend like they're changing parties. It's all fake. So this woman actually did work at the DNC, actually is calling out the Democrat Party corruption. And so the Democrats say, no, this is fake, because that's what they do. So she corrects the record and says, really, you think I'm fake? Here's the proof that I've been a Democrat and working with the Democrats for years. And so she just posted this video. And there's just so many videos like this of people that have left the Democrat Party because it's just despicable, inherently corrupt. Everybody sees it. It's the biggest criminal organization, fraud organization, lying organization, and does nothing for the American people but hurt them. And so here's her response to those claims in clip 8.
A few weeks ago, I went to the Democratic National Convention, and a few days after I got home, I posted a video stating that I didn't want to be a part of the Democratic Party anymore. But before I get into why, I want to first address all of the people who have been saying that I'm lying, that I'm a secret Republican, and that I haven't actually been working in Democratic politics off and on since 2008. I just want to say that just because I might have a picture with someone in this video does not necessarily mean that I worked for them directly, but it does mean that I met them due to my work in Democratic politics. I started out in 2008. I was a Hillary supporter and then switched to Obama when he won the nomination. I interned on his campaign. In 2015, I worked briefly as a field organizer for Hillary. After Trump was elected, I started working again as a fundraiser on multiple U.S. House congressional campaigns. 3 more years, I worked at a progressive fundraising firm, also based in D.C., where I was the fundraising consultant for several U.S. Senate campaigns, dozens of House races, and multiple Democratic organizations. I was really good at my job and raised literally tens of millions of dollars for Democratic candidates. I've never actually added it up, but I would guess that I've raised at least $30 million and up for Democrats. And the funny thing for me throughout this whole experience is just the genuine lack of curiosity that I'm hearing from Democrats about why I no longer feel like I fit in with their party. Instead of asking me, like, how I've come to this conclusion, they have just bashed me and accused me of being a paid actress. And by the way, I know that there are other Democrats who feel the same way that I do, because they've actually reached out to me in the last couple of weeks. In private, they have said things to me like, I've always wanted to post a video like you did this week, but I've always been too afraid. I've been afraid that it would cost me my job. The hypocrisy is my main problem with the Democrats. I know that Republicans also have these issues, okay? But they're the party that I've worked for, and the hypocrisy is just so much more glaringly clear. There is a massive difference between what they say and what they do. Hypocrisy goes on and on. While I was working in Democratic politics, I found that the majority of the people, not all of them, but a lot of the people that actually get the jobs on campaigns come from the Ivy League or their family has donor connections. They're not actually like real people from middle America. I was kind of an anomaly, actually. There has been a toxic weaponization of identity politics within campaigns that has also completely turned me off. I'll probably do another whole other video on that, but basically, especially since 2020, I have been just assaulted by people that I'm supposed to be on the same team as over like these petty identity related infighting and disagreements. And it's just extremely toxic and has also turned me off from the Democratic Party. I am tired of endless Proxy Wars. I am exhausted from the coastal condescension towards Middle America. And I want to make just one thing clear. I didn't decide because of the DNC that I was done with Democrats, but it was the tipping point. Kind of like going on a long vacation with someone when you know you're going to break up with them because you spent so much time with them and the trip is horrible. And by the time you get home, you just know it's something you've got to do. So I want to end this message by telling the viewers to be brave, think for yourself, do your research, and if it no longer feels right, make peace and move on. Goodbye, Democratic Party. The dream is over, at least for me anyway, and this really proves it.
So, okay, most of that just speaks for itself, but I think the one thing that deserves a little further analysis, because again, it gets back to the start of the hour. She says she's done with the never-ending wars, the proxy wars, the corruption. And so that's what's so strange for the anti-Trump people to not understand or deny. Again, it's such a psychological phenomenon. It deserves studying probably for decades to come. Like, I don't know, maybe the modern day liberal, when they've passed, needs like their brain dissected for science or something to understand what went wrong, what caused this. But that's what I'm saying. It's like so much of what Trump even stands for is just basic anti-establishment, anti-corruption, anti-war, which used to be the left, which used to be Democrats. Or maybe they were just pretending. I don't know. But that's the phenomenon, and so many Democrats have explained it. Speaking of the hypocrisy, I'm sorry, this woman is just hilarious. AOC, let's see here. Oh, man, she's not the brightest one. She would be great as a lingerie model, I think. But as a politician, it's a disaster. She wants to tax the rich, but we'll tell you how ironic this is. Go ahead and play AOC taxing the rich. Let's just see it. Clip 15.
Tax the rich. Maybe we can tax the rich so that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for black school districts that are perpetually underfunded. How about we do that? But apparently, if you believe in that, you are radical, far left, danger to this country. Both parties will disassociate with you.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I want to explain a couple things here in a direct response. Where are the black school districts? I'm just curious. These underfunded black schools, where are they? Who runs those districts? I would say 95%, and it's probably a low estimate, 95% of the underfunded black school districts are in Democrat areas, in blue areas. Okay? So there's your irony. If not the fact that the Tax the Rich sweatshirt cost $58. Actually, guys, pull that back up for me for a second, please. I wonder, do you think that's made in America? Hold on a second. It is made in America. Okay. Hey, good for her. It is made in America, and so that's probably why it's $58. So, yeah, I mean, she's probably making like $30 off that. But, hey, I'm glad she's a capitalist. She is selling. It's funny, though, that she's a capitalist. She is selling Tax the Rich sweatshirts at a very nice profit margin. And I'm sure she's made quite a nice living for herself since becoming a politician. So she is rich. She drives a fancy car. She has a fancy apartment. So she is rich. But, yeah. And, okay. Now, she says, we need to tax people that have the helipads and the boats and Again, this is basic economics. Who do you think builds the boats?
Who do you think builds the helipads? That's how the economy works. A rich person wants something and pays people to make it. Yeah. So do you think the guy that designs and builds helipads likes rich people buying helipads? Do you think the guys that design and build boats and yachts, do you think they like people that buy boats and yachts? Yeah, that's how the economy works. These things don't just magically appear. Although AOC might actually not understand this. She was shocked to find out when she was 26 years old that food comes from the ground. That's true. She didn't know that. In a shocking video, she admitted she did not know food grew out of the ground. So maybe when her career in politics is done, she can, be like a lingerie model. But she might be too old by then. I don't know. I'm sure her gay husband wouldn't mind. Maybe there's another future. All right. So, that's the kind of hypocrisy people are talking about. But the one other thing. If you go back, see, it's just, it's such a fake virtue signal. Play the clip again, because I want to highlight this point. When she's sitting there doing her virtue signaling, what do liberals always fall back on? What does a leftist, liberal, progressive always fall back on when they want to build their virtue signaling stock? When they want to build their social justice warrior status, what do they always fall back on? I'm helping blacks. So watch this video one more time. And she's complaining about the rich, and then she needs to somehow bring it home. So what does she do? Black people. Watch it again. Go ahead.
The rich. Maybe we can tax the rich so that people who have helipads on their house or near their house can help chip in for black school districts that are perpetually
underfunded. Okay. All right. There it is. See that? And yet every black school is in a Democrat district and is perpetually underfunded, her own words, as she's selling you a T-shirt to get rich. Oh, man. These people. All right. How about this lady? She's making fun of Kamala with the fake black accent. This is funny stuff. This is all over the place. Clip 5.
You better thank a union member for your sick time. You better thank a union member for your pay days off. Because on my days off, I'm about to cook me a mean pot of greens. And I'm going to wash them in the bathtub where all the ass and coochie juice at. Because that's what us black folk do.
Yeah. Yep. They are starting to get it here. By the way, look at this. Oh, so this guy goes back, and it's a thing called the Way Back Machine, where you can basically like go back in time and view the internet from a different timeline. So it's like you can go back and watch and look at the internet from like 2022 or 2021 with this Way Back Machine, as it's called. So this guy went to the Way Back Machine and looked at Kamala Harris's Wikipedia page, and he found out she was not black until 2024. According to her Wikipedia page, she was Indian Asian until 2024. Now she's black. And so he went and he goes and documents this. Look at this in clip 24.
Sir, do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black. I didn't know she was black.
So Way Back Machine, 2012. When he's searching here, only black is mentioned 3 times in 2012. She's Indian American. So 2022, black 3 times, and it's not about her race. 2024, black 25 times, and it's about her race. They literally changed her Wikipedia page for the Kamala is the black candidate narrative. but it's not working, guys. Give me a clip. 33, 30, and 27 back to back to back if we can, and we'll ride it to break. 33, 30, 27 back to back to back. The black narrative is not working. Go ahead.
I promise y'all, I do not see how y'all could just sit there and listen to Kamala talk and talk and talk in circles all day and applaud it like that. She would say things like, well, let me be clear, okay? If Donald Trump wins the election, that means I lose. And if I lose the election, that means Donald Trump has won, okay? Let me be clear. You're like, what? You just said the same thing. She has no substance in what she's talking about. How do you people applaud this? How do y'all listen to her for more than 10 seconds? My nose started bleeding. I had a brain aneurysm. Oh, my God. I can't do it. I don't understand it. Let me be clear. When it's cold outside, that means there is no heat. Okay? And if there's no heat, that means it's cold outside. Okay? You people just eat that up. Woo! Let me be clear. How do you people do it? I don't understand, man. I just don't understand this shit.
Y'all, one thing I gotta say about Trump, they can't say he prejudices or racist, because if you cross him, he gonna tear your ass off. If you're white, you're black, you're blue, brown, or pineapple purple, he gonna set the record straight. That's one thing I gotta say about it. And that's what a lot of folks don't like about him, because he don't do bull. And the same ones that didn't put Trump in office, the same ones that hate him, is the same ones that's out there stealing, and he putting a stop to their stealing. Them same damn Democrats in these areas, in these poor areas, marketing, making money off of these people that don't know any better in these streets, using all these different types of stuff, organizations, to steal money and robbing the people. You know Trump wasn't for that shit. You know, don't get me wrong, you got people do some things, but you got some folks that go way out the way to get things done. But see, Trump wasn't for that. That's why folks don't like Trump. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. Folks stealing. Marketing off the poverty areas. Marketing off of the drug infesting areas. Instead of using that money and helping the community, they using that money to put in their pocket.
Or is it going to be Trump? And why Kamala Trump, or why Trump?
Trump.
He's gonna, why you want to put
Trump? He's going to make the economy lit again.
Okay, so you're looking for that good stimulus. Something like it? Something similar to it?
Nah, I get money. I don't need that government assistance.
What do you think about Kamala?
She's a puppet on a string. Tap dancing.
I'm going for Trump.
Why y'all voting for Trump this year?
Trump is going to do the right thing.
Can I just ask you who you voting for, who you not voting for, why you not, or why you are
voting for my man Trump?
What about Kamala?
Oh, hell no, she not even a thought.
Donald Trump, that's my president for sure.
Not Kamala?
Kamala? She not doing shit.
Now, what about Kamala being a first woman of color? Not of black color, but of color.
I feel like she capping.
She's talking everything. We're putting it all on the table.
Talking Trump then.
I'm a Donald Trump fan. I love his leadership. He's here to fight for us, and he's going to do whatever he can to make it right. Salute to Donald Trump.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95 5% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Boy, how did this one slip by him? MS-13 gang member attends Maryland High School as a murder suspect. School not told. Nice. Very woke. Very liberal. How would you like to find that out as a parent? Oh, it's not enough. They're taking over the classroom and slowing down the studies because they don't understand English. Hey, one of them's a suspect for a murder. you don't need to know that. No big deal. It's probably good to have him in the schools, you know?
It's a good thing.
Very loving. Very liberal. Tim Walz's political origin story does not add up. This is from the Washington Examiner. I'll kind of briefly tell you the deal here. So Walz claims that the reason he got into politics was because he took some students to a George Bush rally and was kicked out because, you know, the Republicans or the Bush staff was so intolerant and bigoted that they wouldn't let him on. They wouldn't let the students in. Well, turns out the whole thing was a lie. Tim Walz did not go to a Bush rally with students. He went with Democrat Party activists that had already disrupted multiple Republican events and were known to the Bush staff, and so they were rejected at the entry. So how about that? They just can't help themselves, folks. Oh, no, no, no. They just misremember. That's all. They just have really bad memories. Geez, with people with memories so bad as these guys, you certainly don't want them running your government. Maybe he remembers something about Wuhan, China. Tim Walz promoted group that partnered with China's Wuhan lab. Ah, maybe that's why he got the bid. Did some nice work with the old Chinese Wuhan lab. Maybe that was one of his 30 trips to China. Mm-hmm. Oh, Russian money, though. Russian money. And so let's get into that. So Tim Walz goes to China 30 times. They don't care. Nothing suspicious. And that guy going to China doesn't inherently mean anything. But, you know, they have no concern over that. Joe Biden taking millions of dollars from the communist Chinese. Certainly extremely suspicious. They have no problem with that, though. No, it's the Russian money and Tenet Media. All right. So you've probably heard the story. I've given my take on it. But there's something bigger lurking here. And it all goes back to Mike Johnson. That's right, Speaker Mike Johnson, who's trying to save his legacy. And it looks like they are going to attach the SAVE Act, or the SAFE Act. Is it SAVE or SAFE? The voting, you have to be a citizen to vote act, basically. They're going to attach it to the spending bill. Now, Johnson is, oh, we want to keep the government funded and running. Shut up, you... God, you're pathetic. Embrace the government shutdown. Own the government shutdown. Become anti-government. No, he's too big of a coward. But he's gonna at least he says he's going to attach the SAVE Act to the spending bill. So this is gonna cause a huge issue. But at least strategically, it's gonna make the Democrats fight against a bill that would force you to be a citizen, to show proof of citizenship, to vote. So, okay, you got that going on. But Mike Johnson took a big loss. He gave us a big loss. Do you remember this? Here's some of the headlines. We're going back to earlier this year. FISA 702 expansion, impact on the EU-US data privacy framework. Section 702 foreign surveillance law lives on, but privacy fight continues. Jayapal, Biggs, Hoyle, Armstrong lead bipartisan letter urging FISA 702 standalone bill and privacy votes. So Johnson squeezed this into the larger bill, and they wouldn't let it stand alone, because if it stood alone and people could understand what it is, then it might not have passed. But Johnson stabbed us in the back and shoved the FISA bill into another spending bill so that it would kind of be covered up by all this other work. And then all these other funding projects and craps and say, oh, well, we got to fund it. You know, we got to give Israel its money. We got to give Ukraine its money. And, oh, oops, the FISA bill's in there, too. But we had to do it. Oh, no, you didn't. But you did. Now, why is this relevant? So, basically, the Patriot Act and a lot of follow-up legislation has made it so that foreign governments, effectively the U.S. government as well, more importantly the U.S. government, can spy on the American citizen. But what's so egregious about this is that it expands the web of surveillance. So the U.S. government probably has extreme interest in Owen Schroyer. I assume that they listen to everything I say on the phone, every message that I send, because of their bogus indictment and charges over January 6th. Maybe I'm just paranoid. But let's just use this as an example. Well, thanks to this bill, though, they don't just spy on me, or they don't just have the right to spy on me, or maybe Tulsi Gabbard, who they put on a terror watch list. So they're not just spying on Tulsi, or they're not just spying on Schroyer, the target. they also get, I believe it was either 3 or 6 degrees of separation, meaning that they can spy on the person that I'm messaging. And then they can spy on the person that that person is messaging. And then they can spy on the person that that person is messaging. And it's well known the 6 degrees of separation, and maybe that's why I bring that up. You're 6 degrees of separation away from every human on earth is the theory. But maybe it's 3 degrees for this bill. The point is, it's not just the target, but it's then 3 degrees of separation, let's say, from the target. So they can basically spy on everybody you've ever communicated with and then everybody they've ever communicated with. So this brings us back to the Tenet Media story and you know, probably the Tulsi Gabbard story as well. Now they can spy on every person that has ever communicated with Lauren Chen. Now, again, I'm not rushing to any conclusions about Lauren Chen. Innocent till proven guilty. And if I'm looking at the odds and measuring all this stuff, I would say this was either out of the gates a federal entrapment scheme. But at the very least, I'm not too worried about $10 million from a Russian billionaire funding conservative media when there's much bigger foreign influence going on that actually buys our government. But nonetheless, so now if Tulsi Gabbard is on a terror watch list, they're going to be spying on her and probably whoever she's communicating with. Like, I don't know, a Donald Trump, who they're probably spying on anyway, or a Tucker Carlson or an RFK Jr. But now they've got the perfect scope to spy on every member of the conservative media now. So maybe Lauren Chen was unwittingly part of something or wittingly part of something. I'm not rushing to any conclusions. I'm looking at the real world impact here. And $10 million to fund a media endeavor is like nothing. No. So, I mean, I was messaging one of the individuals who's actually said to be a victim in this, and that's Taylor Hansen. He's going to be joining us tomorrow from Springfield, Ohio, doing his great work on the ground. Oh, my gosh, the Russians are sending Taylor Hansen to Springfield, Ohio to cover the migrant invasion. Give me a break. He chooses his own work. So they're probably spying on that conversation, too. But do you understand the point here? So thanks to Mike Johnson, the U.S. government gets to continue its illegal surveillance. And now, thanks to this Lauren Chen Tenet Media story, they probably already have been, I would say, if you read the indictment based off of these documents and what they have as evidence, that they've probably been spying on Lauren Chen and 3 degrees of separation of her and all the members of Tenet Media for months, if not years.
The hell's my...
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products. for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexipure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Clips we didn't get to, but let's just press through these headlines here. Cornel West to appear on Virginia presidential ballot. The Democrats tried to keep him off because they're afraid he'll cost them votes, but he will be on. So more reason to think Trump will win Virginia. I already think Trump will win Virginia, but more reason to suspect he will. I believe Virginia is imperative for Trump's path to victory. So West will be on the ballot despite Democrats trying to keep him off. There'll also be Chase Oliver and Jill Stein. But they did remove Kennedy off the ballot per his request. So there you go. That's what happens when you have a state that's not corrupt and Democrats aren't trying to lie, cheat, and steal. State Commission on Judicial Conduct reprimands former Harris County judge for bias and disregard for law. Mm-hmm. He was a good liberal. A good Democrat. Oh, what do you know? A Democrat on the bench is corrupt? I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. What is going on in New York? A lot of questions. Here's the headlines. Feds raid home of top Eric Adams deputies, seize police commissioner's phones. A huge scene with law enforcement out there while this is going on. Remember, this is on the heels of the Chinese agent being caught in the governor's office. FBI raid leaves Eric Adams no better choice. Tell Police Commissioner Edward Caban to resign. Turmoil inside NYPD after raids as federal probe may be more widespread. What we know about investigation into mayor's aides. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is facing mounting questions over his ability to govern after federal investigators seized phones from multiple officials in his administration. Federal agents took devices from Adams' police commissioner, his school's chancellor, two deputy mayors, and several other advisors. None of the officials involved have been charged with the crime, but the wave of searches adds to a cloud of suspicion around Adams, a former city police captain who has fashioned himself as a champion of law and order. So what is going on with this deal? And so I wonder, I would say this either has something to do with they're trying to figure out what might go down should they arrest Trump, and they want to see if anybody's planning on protesting that. That would probably be on the lighter end of things. Still would show deep state corruption, obviously. Or is there some other corruption going on here? I mean, again, you just had the situation with the Chinese agents, but we're talking about the police, school chancellors, deputy mayors, and people from Eric Adams' office. So they got their phones. So they're looking for something specific. But nobody really seems to have a clue what this is all about. That's odd. Now, if it was a Republican mayor and this was going on, it'd be the top story. It'd be proof of corruption. Shut it all down. So, I mean, compare the two. Compare the tenant media story to the police commissioner, mayor, school chancellors, deputies, and everything else. What did the media talk about and obsess over, and what didn't they? Who has institutional power? Who doesn't? Isn't that something? All right, I said I'd get to this international news, so let's just plow through it here. Israel carries out strikes in Syria, killing four, state media says. Now, I just wonder, with Israel attacking all these countries, you know, a couple things here. One, would Israel be so bold if they didn't have the United States behind them backing all of this like their big brother? Or would the pro-Israel types that are celebrating what's going on in Gaza that say, well, you start a war, be prepared for the consequences. Well, do you think they'd have that same attitude if Israel started getting blown up by all these countries that they're fighting? I'm just curious if that would remain consistent when you celebrate how the Palestinians and Palestine has been completely flattened and the Gaza Strip completely wiped out, and you celebrate that and say, this is what you get for choosing war. Okay, so when you bomb all these other countries, if they decide to flatten Israel, does that attitude stay consistent? I'm just curious. I hope we don't find out, but citizens in Israel are concerned that that could be the case because they're protesting massively, huge protests. Again, you don't see this on the news. They don't show you that a lot of the Jews in Israel are really upset with Netanyahu's leadership, and they think that it's more of a dangerous time to live in Israel than ever because the Israeli leadership, Netanyahu, are just out of control. Organizers claim largest ever rally in Tel Aviv as calls for hostage deals intensify. They think they had upwards of 500,000 attending these rallies overall. You can see the videos there, just huge crowds in the streets of Tel Aviv. Israeli police and protesters clash in Tel Aviv amid calls for actions on hostages. Bereaved father of a hostage to Netanyahu says, my son was murdered in the tunnels that you built. Yeah, they're learning it now that it was actually Israel that started Hamas so that they could have their perfect enemy, an excuse to go in. It's kind of like the U.S. funded bin Laden, created bin Laden. Oh, bin Laden's the bad guy. Israel creates Hamas. Oh, Hamas is the bad guy. Ben-Gavir confronted by protester at Tel Aviv Beach. You are a murderer. He gets kicked out and has sand thrown at him. Ben-Gavir is a despicable person. You know, he probably really does believe that he's more important and, you know, he's the chosen people. So he really doesn't care if non-Jews die. I mean, that's just, I mean, he's basically said it. He's a despicable character. But so that's what I'm saying. The Jews in Israel know that Netanyahu, Ben-Gvir are putting Israel in the worst spot it's ever been in. And they see the attitude of the Israeli lobby commentators, most of which exist in the United States of America. They're about as obvious as a, you know, as Yao Ming on a dance floor. And they're just everywhere now. But, oh, let's talk about Russian influence. I mean, give me a break with the pro-Israel influence. And so they see what's going on. And they see how bombing all these countries is putting Israel in a bad place for peace. And they see how they're paying all these commentators to say, yeah, it's good we've flattened the Gaza Strip. It's good all the Palestinians are dying. That's what you get for choosing war. And again, if that attitude carries out, then how do you think you're going to feel when the other countries that you're bombing say that about Israel? So there are just huge protests against what's going on because the people in Israel are smart. And they know that the actions of Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir are putting Israel in probably the most unsafe state that it's been in a long time. But you don't hear that in the Western media, and that's because of the Israeli influence. Or no, I'm sure that's Russian influence that buys off all the politicians and media. Family of U.S. citizen killed in the West Bank demands independent investigation into her death. Yeah, did you hear about Asenyor Igi? An American woman who was shot and killed in the Israeli occupation West Bank on Friday. They say the Politico acting like Democrats care. Please, have you heard any Democrats say anything? Democrats up pressure for Israeli investigation after U.S. citizen killed in the West Bank. Hear anything about that? A U.S. citizen shot and killed by Israelis in the West Bank? You get anything on that? That's funny, isn't it? Nothing from the White House. Nope. Nothing in the U.S. media as far as cable news is concerned. A couple stories in the print media. It took them about 4 days to get to it, by the way. But they finally did. So that's that as we sign off. Remember, we got extended coverage tomorrow for the presidential debates. As we close, the great James Earl Jones has passed today, 93 years old. One of the great actors and voice actors, James Earl Jones, passes on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we take a 21-hour break. We'll see you for extended coverage, presidential debate tomorrow.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.